A Milwaukee library official says the decision to require photo identification was made to protect library patrons and collections. Patricia Kennedy is coordinator of circulation and public services. She says the library can't afford to have books disappear, including through cases of stolen library cards.
For example, a lady called me not too long ago. She had had her purse stolen. She immediately had her credit cards reported lost. She had her driver's license replaced. She never thought about her library card until quite a few weeks later she received a bill from the library for items that had not been returned, and it totaled over $100.
But a former library director is concerned about the photo ID requirement. Sally Reed is executive director of the Philadelphia-based Friends of Libraries USA. She says many people living below poverty are without photo identification.
There should be some kind of alternative, and the alternative should be open to all people. For example, the Free Library of Philadelphia does not require a photo ID. They do require some sort of official evidence of your residency. They say a tax receipt would be fine, a piece of mail sent to your address would be fine, anything that really shows where you reside.
Milwaukee patrons will be able to use non-state issued photo IDs or have the library take a photo of them. Donnie Forte, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.